Thank you all for coming. Please be seated. Ramadan Mubarak. Laura and I are pleased to have you here for our seventh iftar dinner. Tonight we celebrate traditions of Islamic faith, which brings hope and comfort to more than a billion people. For Muslims around the world, the holy month of Ramadan is a special time of prayer and fasting. It is a time for charity and service to those less fortunate. It's a time to celebrate Islam's learned and vibrant culture, which has enriched civilization for centuries. Ramadan is also a good time for Americans of all faiths to reflect on the values we hold in common, including love of family, gratitude to the Almighty, devotion to community, and a commitment to religious liberty. The freedom of worship is central to the American character. It's the first protection in the Bill of Rights. It holds together the fabric of American society, supporting every individual's right to practice his or her beliefs without fear. Today, our world is at war with violent extremists who seek to tear the fabric of our society and stop the advance of freedom in Muslim societies around the world. They attack holy sites, destroy mosques and minarets, and kill innocent men, women, and children, including Muslims who do not share their radical views. They believe that by spreading chaos and violence, they can frustrate the desire of Muslims to live in freedom and peace. We say to them, you don't represent Muslims, you do not represent Islam, and you will not succeed. America is standing with mainstream citizens across the broader Middle East. We stand with nearly 12 million Iraqis who voted for a democratic future for their children. We're standing with Afghan people as they defend their young democracy against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. We're standing with the Lebanese people who raised the banner of a cedar revolution to reclaim their freedom and independence. We're standing with all who seek the blessings of liberty and the peace that freedom brings. Americans have a history of standing with Muslims facing suffering and hardship, and it's a proud history. Our country defended Muslims in Bosnia and Kosovo after the breakup of Yugoslavia. We supported Kuwait after it was invaded by Saddam Hussein. Americans came to the aid of victims of devastating earthquakes in Pakistan, India, and Iran. Americans responded with urgency and compassion to the wreckage of the tsunami in Indonesia and Sri Lanka and Thailand. We're rallying the world to confront the genocide in Sudan and deliver humanitarian aid for those in dire need. And we support the establishment of a Palestinian democracy to live side by side with Israel in peace. As you break your Ramadan fast at this iftar dinner, let us renew our faith in the universality of freedom. Let us celebrate the millions of Muslims that we are proud to call American citizens. And let us honor the many Muslim nations that America is proud to call friends. Laura and I are grateful you're here. Thank you for coming. We wish you a blessed Ramadan. And now I ask the Imam to say the blessing.
Peace be with you, and good evening. It is a personal honor and a privilege to stand here and thank our Commander-in-Chief, President Bush, and our First Lady, Mrs. Bush, on behalf of the Muslim American military in uniform. And, you know, our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said once that whoever in the month of Ramadan invites a person to fast, break his or her fast, that person who invites gets the same reward of the person who is fasting. So, Mr. President, we got you covered, ma'am. So it's a great way to honor Muslims in the holy month of Ramadan by inviting to break the fast with. So thank you, sir and ma'am. Please join me for a prayer. We pray in the name of God, most compassionate, most merciful. At this time, all sovereignty belongs to God, Lord of the worlds. God be with us as we gathered here for the White House Iftar hosted by President Bush and Mrs. Bush. Almighty God, we pray that you may keep our President, Mrs. Bush, their children, men and women in uniform, and all of us here in your holy protection. Guide us with your knowledge and wisdom, and that you may humble all of our hearts to do good to our fellow citizens. On this day and days to come, by all our differences, by all our aspiration, by fear, by sorrow and joy, by life and death, teach us and lead us nearer to you. Almighty God, thank you for the fellowship, and please bless the food that we are about to share. We all ask this in your almighty name, and I recognize you as our provider and sustainer. Amen.